Hi, I'm Dr. Tabitha, the gutsy gynecologist. I'm a triple board certified OBGYN and functional medicine physician. I've embraced the world of functional medicine and wellness through my own personal health journey, and I'm super excited to share my wisdom and unique perspective as it pertains to women's health. After caring for thousands of women, I've come to realize that your gut health determines your gyn health and your overall health. And it's a super gutsy thing for me to go against conventional gynecology practice to bring you the truth. No more band-aid medicine, ladies. We're talking root cause resolution on this show. So if you're struggling with hormone imbalance, weight gain, period issues, anxiety, insomnia, you name it, then you've come to the right place, and I want to be your gutsy gynecologist. So welcome. Did you know food sensitivities could be contributing to your inability to lose weight? Yeah, weight loss resistance is one of the most common symptoms of food sensitivities. And if you've listened to my podcast before, you know that a lot of us develop food sensitivities, especially during hormonal shifts, because anytime our hormones shift, like perimenopause, pregnancy, postpartum, we can get leaky gut and we can have shifts in our immune response as well, because estrogen actually modulates our immune system. That's a big fancy word that just means estrogen tells our immune system how to respond. And when estrogen drops, especially with like menopause, our immune system can go crazy. It can start reacting to all kinds of stuff. So perimenopause is a time of shift in how your body's functioning. And if you're not careful, you can develop food sensitivities and you might not even realize it, because the crazy thing about food sensitivities is you don't have a reaction right away. So an allergy to a food is immediate. It's within an hour or two. So say you're allergic to shrimp and you eat the shrimp, you're swelling up, your throat's closing up, and you're heading to the ER like within an hour. Whereas sensitivities aren't life-threatening, but they're definitely a huge annoyance and they can have a big impact on your health. And they are a delayed response because it's a different branch of the immune system. Allergies are an IgE response, whereas sensitivities are an IgG response. And so those typically show up 24, 48, or 72 hours later. So some people will get a migraine and they never put the pieces of the puzzle together that it was something they ate 2 or 3 days prior, because by the time you have the symptom, you don't even remember what you ate usually. So it's really hard to correlate any specific symptoms with food sensitivities. But the deeper piece that I know that we all care about as women is that it causes this low-grade inflammation through our body that keeps our weight on. It keeps us from being able to get over that hump and finally lose the weight and keep it off. So I will tell you, when I was 160 pounds and I couldn't get rid of it and I couldn't shift how my body was functioning, it wasn't my Hashimoto's. It was my gut, and I was driving it by eating the wrong foods that were triggering an immune response. And so the really cool thing is, if you figure out what's angering and confusing your immune system, aka you figure out what foods you're sensitive to, and you remove those from your body, your immune system will calm down, the inflammation will stop happening, and your body will release that extra weight. So I went down to 130 pounds fairly quickly when I figured all this functional medicine stuff out. And I have kept it off for, gosh, maybe 5 years at this point. So it's really incredible just to know something that simple that you can't really figure out easily Unless you just do a test, and that's the easy part. Like, you do the test and you see exactly what you're reacting to and what you're not. You remove the foods you're reacting to long enough for your immune system to calm down and forget it was angry. You heal that gut. You can almost always reintroduce those foods and no longer cause that reaction or that response. And you get over the hump of weight loss resistance. So if you're thinking, oh my gosh, I'm about to start a new year, here we go again. Everybody wants to be their best selves for the new year, right? Like, I got to get my weight in check. I got to get strong. I got to get healthy. And doing food sensitivity testing and getting a personalized food plan for exactly what you need to do and what you need to avoid and what you need to focus on, that could be a game changer for you and really get you kicking off the new year right. So if you're interested in that, check out our resources, because I want you to be your best self. I know that we are here on this earth for maybe a short time, maybe a long time. Honestly, we don't know. But it should be for a purposeful time. I don't think we're on this earth to just take up space and to just live a comfortable, boring life. I truly believe we are here to grow. We are here to learn. We are here to evolve our soul, because our soul is going to continue on in their journey, their next journey. So I would love for you to take care of your body the best that you can, because it is the vessel that holds your soul. And you need your body to do all the incredible things that you want to do in this life, right? So if you were like me and you used to fight against your body and hate your body, I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be that way. You can learn how to love your body and work with your body in synchronicity and figure out like how to make your body even better and to get you to that next level spiritually. So it's very exciting, and I'm glad that you're here with me on this journey. So please think about doing food sensitivity testing, because it could be the catalyst to get you over this weight loss resistance, this hump that you're stuck at, where like either you just can't even lose weight, you've plateaued, or you lose it and then it comes right back because you still have this chronic low-grade inflammation stewing from the foods that you're eating. And I didn't even tell you, like, they can be healthy foods, and a lot of times they are. When I did my food sensitivity testing, I was reacting to chicken and broccoli, gluten, of course, rice, cow's milk, black pepper, oats, and soy. Those were my big ones. I had some other ones as well. But people would look at that and be like, those are healthy foods. There's nothing wrong with those foods. And so you would never even think to remove them from your diet because of a potential problem. But your body knows best. So we need to actually do testing, stop guessing, and see exactly what's happening with you as an individual, because that's where the magic happens. Like, individualized healthcare is the healthcare of the future. So jump on with me, get a call with my team, or check out the link in the show notes. We are here to support you and help you be the best version of you, to keep you growing and evolving, to be the amazing woman that I know God created you to be. So please let me know how else I can help you, what else you want to hear about. We are here for you at Dr. Tabitha. Love you.